The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 194. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. First, we are almost at 200 episodes, which is unbelievable to think about. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for your support, whether you just discovered the show last week, whether you discovered it 2 years ago or 4 years ago. I definitely appreciate your support and the fact that you have been along for the ride. All right. And if you have not already, please do me a favor. Leave a 5-star rating and review for the show wherever you're listening to it and send me a screenshot of your submission. My email is in the show notes of this episode and I'll reply back by sending you a free training on how to find and evaluate properties. So if you're somebody who doesn't really know how to calculate cash flow and run the numbers and things like that, it's definitely something that you want to make sure you tap into. All right. So look forward to hearing from you. And I'm actually going to read a review that we received recently. It says quick hitting knowledge from Brownie. Really enjoy the content and the fact that it's in digestible bites. Great for a quick car trip and full of good info. Thank you so much for your support. I'm glad you are enjoying the mini clips of the episode that we release throughout the week. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. This episode is about a new update in FHA's policy, which allows lenders to use rental income from the ADU as part of what will help you qualify for a property. This is huge. This is groundbreaking. So I'm not going to hold you up. Without further ado, let's get into it. FHA is allowing lenders to use rental income that'll be generated from an ADU, which is an accessory dwelling unit, as part of your qualifying income to purchase a property. This is huge. And in this video, we're going to get into all the reasons why. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. If you're on YouTube, make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. If you're on the audio side, please make sure to leave us that 5-star rating and review. It goes a long way and I definitely appreciate it. All right, so there are several layers to exactly what's going on. So make sure you stay to the end so you can have a full understanding of what's going on. I'm also going to talk about at the end what this current administration is trying to do to increase home ownership. All right, so let's jump right into it. So in this video, you'll hear ADU a lot. So I'm going to define it really quick so you understand exactly what it is. So an ADU is a single habitable living unit with a means of a separate ingress and egress that meets the minimum requirements for a living unit. An ADU is a private space that is subordinate in size and can be added to, created within, or detached from a primary one unit single family dwelling. And so an ingress and egress is basically a way to enter and exit, and it can be an attached structure like a garage or a separate structure, which could be a garage or just some other structure on the property that would be considered an ADU. So because the rental income from ADUs can now be considered as part of the qualifying income, that means a lot more properties hopefully can now qualify for FHA loans, which only require 3.5% down, which in this environment will be helpful for a lot of people and maybe even helpful for you watching right now. All right, so let's get into the specifics. So 75% of the rental income for the ADU will be able to count towards your qualifying income. Let's walk through an example really quick. So as you can see in this example, let's say your individual gross W-2 income is $4,000 a month. The projected rental income from your ADU is $1,200 a month. Take 75% of that ADU income, which is $900, and you combine it with your W-2 income, and that equals 4,900. So that's pretty much how that would work with some quick math. Now, obviously, the numbers, the real numbers for you will look different based on where you live, what the rents are, what you make. And so just wanted to make sure to put an example on that. Now, there's another option. So as I mentioned, there is an option with an ADU that's already present on the property. However, the great thing about this new update is you can also build an ADU through what's called the FHA 203K loan, which we'll get to in just a moment. And so what you would do is just take that same example that I gave you and then just cut the rental income in half. So instead of using $900, it will be $600. So you can rewind real quick, write that down, do the math really quick, but that will be the difference in that scenario. Again, there's no guarantee you will qualify. This is not to say you're going to qualify or anything like that. I just wanted to make sure to put up the math and make sure you can kind of make a mental picture of it and what it would look like. So the other thing that's interesting is that they have requirements for appraisers who will evaluate the rental income for the ADU. So hopefully they have good numbers and, you know, it is commensurate with what the market is charging for similar structures. All right. So as promised, I'm going to define for you the FHA 203K loan, just in case you may not know exactly what it is. The FHA 203K loan is a form of home financing or refinancing that allows home buyers and homeowners to combine both mortgage and home renovation costs into a single loan. So basically, let's say, for example, the price of the property is $400,000 and it requires $60,000 of work. What that means is your loan amount would be for $460,000, of course, minus your down payment, et cetera, but it will be based on $460,000 purchase price rather than a $400,000 purchase price. Hopefully that makes sense.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good thing is there are many cities throughout the country with affordable properties, many even under $100,000. Starting on November 1st, I will be hosting a 4-week intensive virtual workshop that's going to teach you how to buy your first out-of-state investment property. We're going to talk about how to find the right location, how to build a team you can trust, creative financing, finding and analyzing properties, and so much more. You deserve to invest in real estate. You deserve to build wealth for your family. It's simply a matter of having the right information. I definitely want to see you there. So if you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, and I look forward to seeing you there.
And, you know, there's a lot of benefits to this. You can force appreciation. So ideally, the property will be worth more than that 460 that you're all in because of the updates that you're making. Obviously, this depends on what kind of updates you're making, but I think this is great, especially for folks who are concerned about having the money out of their own pocket to rehab the property. So something else that is really great. So far in this new policy update, there's a couple things you can do. You can purchase a property that already has an ADU on it, or you can build an ADU using the FHA 203K loan. Both really great options. And I'm always about options. If you've been watching for a while, I think all of these new things are great. And it gives an opportunity for more folks to get into the game and creative ways for people to participate in the wealth building tool of real estate. As I always say, if you've been around for a while, you need to make sure that you can afford the mortgage. I think it's tremendous that you can put down as little as 3.5% down to acquire a property with an ADU on it or build one. However, you need to make sure that you can afford the mortgage on your own. Tenants don't always pay. It just is what it is. It doesn't always happen as you think. And so if your mortgage is $2,000, $3,000, whatever it is, you need to make sure you can cover that with your W-2 or however you generate your income. You need to make sure you can afford that in the worst case scenario. And also, you must make sure that you have reserves. FHA already has a reserve requirement, so you would have to meet that. But I just want to reemphasize that you need more than just the down payment and closing costs. You need money for when things go wrong, for if tenants don't pay, if it takes you time to find a tenant. You need to make sure that you are covering yourself on that front. And, you know, I don't want you to be in a situation where you have to lose the house because you couldn't sustain it for a certain period of time. So very important to remember that. Something else, just because you are pre-approved for a certain home price does not mean you should get the property at that price. So for example, let's just say you are approved for $700,000. That's the max that you're approved for. That doesn't mean you need to go out and buy a $700,000 house with an ADU or a $700,000 house that's going to require $80,000 to $100,000 additional to build the ADU through the FHA 203K loan. You know, you need to make sure it's something that you can afford. A big mistake a lot of people make is they buy too much house. The worst thing you can do is be house rich and cash poor. What that means is it's very likely eventually you're going to lose the house, right? Because you're paying 60, 70% of your income or some crazy amount for the mortgage. And that's just not sustainable for most folks. You know, if you lose your job or something happens, an emergency happens, it won't be long before you lose the house. And I recommend doing the best you can. I know it's difficult depending on where you live, not to spend more than 30% of your income on housing, right? And so even if you are buying a property with an ADU, you'll have a tenant. You need to make sure you can afford that mortgage and it's not eating up a significant portion of your income because you still need to save. You still need to take care of your responsibilities if you have a family, so on and so forth. So you do not want to over leverage yourself just to say that you bought a property. That's like the worst thing that you can do. So definitely please make sure that you're being wise about it. Make sure you're being realistic about it and make sure you're doing what's feasible for you. And it might be possible that now is not the great time for you. You may not have all the reserves or maybe there's other things in your life you want to straighten out before you get into home ownership. And there's no shame in that. There's no shame in waiting until you're ready, waiting until you have everything lined up so you can sustain this property over the long term. What I wanted to also share is that this is part of a larger plan from the current administration to increase home ownership. So a couple of the other things they are proposing is $16 billion for what's called the Neighborhood Homes Tax Credit, which would result in more than 400,000 homes built or rehabilitated. $10 billion down payment assistance program that would ensure first-time homebuyers whose parents do not own a home can access home ownership alongside a $100 million down payment assistance pilot to expand home ownership opportunities for first-generation and or low-wealth homebuyers. So I'm all for things that will provide more down payment assistance. We need more. There is a lot out there, but we could always use more and tax credits to build more homes. We all know about the tremendous housing shortage and inventory shortage there is broadly across the country. Obviously, real estate is local, but in many areas, there's not an adequate amount of housing for all those who are seeking housing. Thus, the prices are the prices and have been going up like crazy, which is pushing a lot of people out of the market. So I'm definitely going to keep my eyes on this, as you know, and share with you the latest updates that I see. However, I think this is great. Definitely do some research and see what it's looking like in your market. If this piques your interest, the ADU situation or building an ADU, definitely make sure you connect with a lender. Make sure you connect with a local real estate agent just to see what things are looking like in your market, see how feasible it might be for you to buy a property with an ADU or to build an ADU now or in the future. There's no harm in getting started and seeing what's possible for you. And another piece of great news I wanted to share is Fannie Mae's new 5% down multifamily program. So if you are on the audio side, I will link it in the show notes. And then if you are watching this on YouTube, click this video right here and you'll be able to check it out. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.